Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
A little backslapping and congratulations.
Yeah.
To our own Mon.
She apparently let the lotto winner know that he had won 1.2 mil, the guy in Hall's Head they were looking for.
Yeah, you may have heard because the winning ticket was sold by a Hall's Head news agency.
Yeah.
And the person went and checked his ticket after hearing Mon's report.
So there you go. She feels a little bit special this morning.
Nice one. That's a good way to
say it. So if you're listening, if you're the winner.
Yeah.
Just remember who told you about it. I think she might be expecting a few bucks after that. I did have a good day yesterday.
You managed to be able to talk and get stuff done.
Yeah, talk.
And
beep. And get a lot of things done.
There was a lot of beep talk. As someone that has to sit next to you in the office while things go on. Man.
Hey, got the work done.
I don't, when we sort of move out of here and into our section of the office, the rest of the office tends to just disappear.
Yeah, I don't know why.
The sales reps, they all find other places to go and be.
Yeah.
I think we're loud.
Maybe.
Anyway. Sorry.
No, I think I've stumbled across the next big exercise trend.
Oh, good-o, because I'm always looking for those.
Yeah. So if you haven't quite got into Pilates or yoga, or what else would you say the latest trends
wasn't
are?
There was hot yoga. There was Bikram yoga done in like a steam room or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Sounds sweaty.
Well, I think you can pretty much guarantee sweat would be involved in that. Well, we were talking about sleeping last night.
Sleeping?
Sorry. Sleep exercising
sleeping
night?
Sleeping away.
It does sound like a song, doesn't it? No. Like, is it so hot you kind of, you're dripping
exercise
with sweat.
Exercise while you sleep.
Essentially, while you're sleeping.
Well, this involves a little bit more energy than sleeping.
Bring that on.
But the next new exercise trend is going to be, I'm calling it now.
Okay.
Hula hooping. Oh, I'll get the cash for that, do I?
Yeah, there we go. So you're going to cash in on this.
Yeah.
Sorry, hula hooping.
Hula hooping. It's the next big trend, I'm telling you now.
Well, yeah, but that assumes you can do it. Because I've got to say, I used to be able to. I can now only hula hoop around my neck.
Anyone can learn. You're just going to have the hip movements.
Yeah, and see, that's
loosen up the hips.
That's why not everyone can do it.
I'm sure if you practiced long enough, you could do it. But apparently, 30 minutes of hula hooping is comparable to
30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes is comparable to power yoga, boot camp, or cardio kickboxing. All of those things sound very hard, but hula hooping, that sounds manageable. You know? Unless it sounds a lot better than doing that.
Unless you've tried it recently and found yourself... That's just 30 minutes of horrible disappointment in my case, which is probably like
Would you rather do yoga, boot camp, or kickboxing?
I'd take yogurt.
Not yogurt. Yoga.
Still go with yogurt.
Nikki and DeMello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
So, Nikki, experts have been flip-flopping about the health benefits of eggs for years, right?
Flip-flopping?
Yeah, like egg flipping, They were good, and then the yolks were fat bombs, and then they were great for protein, and now it looks like they're back in the sin bin.
Oh, God.
In fact, they could be killers.
Killers?
Yeah.
Egg killers.
A new study in Northwestern University says people who eat three or more eggs a week have a 3.2% higher risk of heart disease.
What?
And a 4.4% higher risk of early death.
So basically, if you only have egg on the weekend, you are in risk.
You could be close to risky territory, absolutely.
I only have eggs on the weekend.
There you go.
Wow.
Three a week.
Well,
here's the bit that makes me wonder, though, right? The study doesn't apparently take into account harmful behaviours like low physical activity, smoking, unhealthy diet.
So possibly people that are doing all those things are also eating a lot of egg.
Yeah, possibly.
And they're dying early.
Maybe.
Maybe not because of the eggs, maybe because of their other choices.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Also, it doesn't tell you what happens when you crack one on the head of a senator.
I was just going to say that. Very nice. A man buys a horse for $60. He sells it for $70. He then buys the horse back for $80 and sells the horse for $90. In the end, how much money did the man make or lose, or did he break even?
And this was he break even, but then I'm second guessing myself.
Right.
He made $10 and he sold it for $70, and he sold it for $80, and actually lost $10, which should break him even. So if he sells it again for $90, he'd make $10.
So you reckon it's a total of $10?
$10 is your answer.
Wow. And I can feel the pain and I can hear the pain. of this process.
And I completely second-guessed myself, so I'm all muddled now.
Is a very complicated riddle. We were actually having some debate over it.
Yeah, that's not the one we're looking for, as it turns out. But thank you for having a go. Well, maybe there's another option on the table. Coast FM, hello.
Hello. I'm just wondering if I could answer the question.
Please, help us.
He made $20.
$20. So the man bought the horse for $60, sold it for $70, which is $10 profit. Bought the horse for $80 and sold it for $90, which is another $10 profit. He did make $20. Well done.
That's the thing. Apparently, they have to be looked at as two separate things.
You want to say that he only made $10 because he bought the horse back for an extra $10, but apparently it's two separate things.
Look at that.
Very complicated.
Me and my son have rang up every morning for about a month.
Oh.
Well, finally, never got in, and we're just listening then, and I was like, she got it wrong, quick, I'll call.
Well, there you go. You possibly got the most complicated riddle that we've had.
And you've done well.
No, it was actually my husband. He's like, they're trying to make it sound complicated, but he just made $20.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've nailed it. What was your name, by the way?
Andrea.
And the rest of your family, your husband that solved it?
Yeah, he's Stephen next to me. He's home from FIFO for the week. And my son, Riley. And then I've also got Ashley and Bailey in the car with us.
Wow,
fantastic. Well, the full family can now go and check out Fighting With My Family tomorrow night. Well done.
When she grows up.
Yeah.
She's going to be Babs sooner or later.
Pretty much. She's turning into her.
Now, talk show host John Oliver has slammed fellow talk show host Jay Leno for calling for civility in late night TV in a recent episode of his show Last Week Tonight.
Those jokes have not dated well in any sense of the word. And they're pretty rough, especially coming from a guy who just this week complained about late night TV, saying he'd like to see a bit of civility come back. You know, like that time that he did a bit with a fake book about Lewinsky titled in the hat. And if that's what he means by civility, may I offer my new book, Oh, the Places You Can Go Yourself, Jay Leno. Look how civil I'm being. Look how civil this is.
He really doesn't hold back, does he?
No, he doesn't.